So we're doing the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Mekor Chaim. Oh, Mekor Chaim for Asher Chaim. We're up to the 84th chapter. So Rav Chaim David HaLevi writes, in preparation for Bdikas Chametz, you have to clean. The house has to be in order and has to be clean, because without that, your Bdikas Chametz is going to be impossible. You can't check the house for chametz when you have noodles all around the floor. You're going to be spending your time collecting the noodles. And then what's going to be with the rest of the Bdikas Chametz? And the custom is that everyone cleans their house very well from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And we check all our pockets, and especially the pockets of the little ones. You know, they take their bamba, they stick it into whatever little hole they have in their pants or their shirt. And even though we've done a really great job of cleaning up the house, nonetheless, on the night of the 14th, we check the chametz by candlelight or by flashlight. We turn on all the lights, we turn on a flashlight, and we check all the places that chametz might be. Check the kids' pockets, unless it's just fresh out of the wash, so the kids haven't gotten to those clothing yet. And you have to check bedrooms. You know, kids take nash with them to bed. Sometimes adults do too. And sometimes a guy walks into the room, he wants to get a warmer sweater in the middle of the Shabbos meal. So he might walk into there as he's finishing his challah, and then without noticing, he'll put down the challah while he puts on his sweater. And then the challah will stay there till he or the ants find it. So sometimes we do put things down in different places. Anywhere we might go during a meal, or someone might go during the meal, or the little ones, if we have little ones, might go, needs checking. So we check. So what does that include? You guys don't have little kids, so chances are you're not putting chametz under your cubbies or on the bottom shelf, the floor of your closet. But if you have one, Bezrat Hashem, when you'll have little kids, you got to check there too. They put chametz everywhere. Now, we have a rabbinic mitzvah, bdikas chametz. So even if you have a set shiur you come to, you don't go learning until you don't do melacha, you don't sit down for a meal until you do your mitzvah. Now, let's say you're a masmid, you're here in Beis Medrash all afternoon, and you don't want to stop. No, we say you stop. Don't even start once it's near the night time. If you haven't started something else, go dab mincha and come back and do your bdikas chametz. Let's say you just want to take a fruit or something, drink a cup of water. So that you could do. You can't sit for a meal. You want a small piece of bread. 56 grams, that's okay. If you have a set shear, you always go to Daf Yomi. You're not going to get carried away. Daf Yomi shear ends on time, and then you'll do your bdikas chametz. That's also okay. The idea is that if you're learning alone, so you might get carried away, and then you'll be learning well into the night, and bdikas chametz will be a goner. So that you can't do. But if you have a set shear that starts on time, ends on time, that's okay. And next time we'll start with the actual bdikas chametz, Bezrat Hashem.